Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. If you'd like a Hebrew Bible sent to you, one in English, just give me a call at 312-925-9887. These businesses help support the purchase of the Bibles for the students. Also, you can go to goodhouse1968.net and learn the Hebrew language there. I offer a Hebrew course there. These businesses support the ministries, and they are autobodyparts1968.com. That again is autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz, partsautomotive.biz, or Roderick1.com, Roderick's One.com. Also, ravishingrevenues.com. That again is ravishingrevenues.com. And you can click on the 10,000 product section and visit the ClickBank store there at ravishingrevenues.com. We're in the book of Hebrews, and it says at Hebrews, the second chapter, therefore we must pay much more careful heed to the things we have heard, so that we will not drift away. For if the word God spoke through angels became binding, so that every violation and act of disobedience received its just deserts in full measure, then how will we escape if we ignore such a great deliverance? This deliverance, which was first declared by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him, while God also bore witness to it with various signs, wonders, and miracles, and with gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh, which he distributed as he chose. Oh, yes, if you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061 or 347-326-9003. He goes to say, for it was not to angels that God subjected the Olam Haba, which is what we are talking about. And there's a place where someone has given this solemn testimony. In subjecting everything to him, he left nothing unsubjected to him. However, at present, we don't see everything subjected to him, at least not yet. But we do see Yeshua, who indeed was made for a little while lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death so that by God's grace he might taste death for all humanity. For in bringing many sons to glory, it was only fitting that God, the creator and preserver of everything, should bring the initiator of their deliverance to the goal through sufferings. For both Yeshua, who sets people apart for God, and the one being set apart for a common origin. So Yeshua sets us apart for God, for the deliverance and salvation of others, as well as the salvation and deliverance of for ourselves. He goes to say, this is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, when he says, I skipped a part of the scripture. It goes to say after, and there's a place where someone has given this testimony. What is mere man? The testimony is, what is mere man that you concern yourself with him, or the son of man that you watch over him with such care? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor. You put everything in subjection under his feet. So that's letting us know that Yeshua was once lower than the angels, but he was destined, these prophecies was destined to be fulfilled, him to be greater than the angels. He goes to say, I will proclaim your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. Also, I will put my trust in him, and then it goes on. Here I am, along with the children God has given me. Therefore, since the children share a common physical nature as human beings, he became like them and shared that same human nature, so that by his death he might render ineffective the one who had power over death, that is, the adversary, and thus set free those who had been in bondage all their lives because of their fear of death. Indeed, it is obvious that he does not take hold of angels to help them. On the contrary, he takes hold of the seed of Abraham. So, here is letting us know that we, the seed of Abraham, those who accept the good news, are the ones that the hand is taken hold of to guide and direct thy footsteps. It goes to say, this is why he had to become like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful Kohan Gadol in the service of God, making a kippurah for the sins of the people. For since he himself suffered death when he was put to the test, he is able to help those who are being tested now. He goes to say, therefore, brothers, whom God has set apart, who share in the call from heaven, think carefully about Yeshua, whom we acknowledge publicly as God's missionary and as Kohan Gadol. He was faithful to God who appointed him, just as Moshe was faithful in all God's house. But Yeshua deserves more honor than Moshe, just as the builder of the house deserves more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the one who built everything is God. Also, Moshe was faithful in all God's house, as a servant giving witness to things God would divulge later. But the Messiah's son was faithful over God's house, and we are that house of his, provided we hold firmly to the courage and confidence inspired by what we hope for. Therefore, as the Ruach HaKodesh says, today if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts as you did in the bitter quarrel. On that day in the wilderness, when you put God to the test, yes, your fathers put me to the test. They challenged me and they saw my work for 40 years. Therefore, I was disgusted with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray. They have not understood how I do things. In my anger, I swore that I would not enter my rest. They would not enter my rest. So they are not going, those Hebrews of the past are not going, who were testing the Creator in the wilderness for 40 years, 40 days, 40 nights, or rather the Creator's, well, 40 years. They tested him by their disobedience and serving other gods and doing things that Tanakh prohibited. So therefore they put the Creator to the test while he was trying to help them. That's why they will not enter into his rest. It says, watch out, brothers, so that there will not be any one of you an evil heart lacking trust, which could lead you to apostatize from the living God. Instead, keep exhorting each other every day as long as it is called today, so that none of you will become hardened by the deceit of sin. For we have become sharers in the Messiah, provided, however, that we hold firmly to the conviction we began with right through until the goal is reached. Now where it is says, today if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts as you did in bitter quarrel. So you shouldn't harden your heart when you're hearing the word of God and turn against it and say, I'm going to do my own thing. God gives us enough time to change, but don't push his limits. Who were the people who, after they heard, quarreled so bitterly? All those whom Moshe brought out of Egypt and with whom was God disgusted for 40 years. Those who sinned, yes, they fell dead in the wilderness. And to whom was it that he swore that they would not enter his rest? Those who were disobedient. So we see that they were unable to enter because of lack of trust. So with lack of trust, you're not able to take hold and grasp the Creator's salvation and deliverance because you don't have trust in him. And if you put your trust in other things, you're as good as dead if you don't put your trust in Adonai or good. All right, that is my ministries for today, and I'm going to be saying a prayer and be leaving you. Good Adonai, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up, aid and assist them by directing their footsteps toward righteousness and a good path, a path of purity and love and kindness, and rejoicing within the ministry work. I pray that you open their eyes and remove the rafters from their eyes. I pray that you give us the wisdom that we need in your word to preach and teach your word effectively. I pray that many come to join me in the harvest work, and I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.